This is the official podcast of the Oakland Raiders. Here's your host, JT the Brick.
Welcome to the official podcast of the Oakland Raiders. I'm your host, JT. Big podcast lined up as the great legendary baseball player, Hall of Famer, and diehard Raider fan, Joe Morgan will join us, along with Tom Linder from Akron/Cleveland. He's a Browns insider, outstanding. He's been my go-to guy on the Browns for years. I often say I want to dip my radio show in reality. I think it's time to do that with this podcast. Coming into this game against Cleveland, the Raiders are 0-6 on the year. And we got news about more big injuries this week with Lamar Woodley on top of Usama Young. Tyvon Branch has already been lost for the year, along with the captain of the defense when it came to calling the plays, Nick Roach. Big injuries that are affecting the defense. And coming up, the toughest schedule in all of football the rest of the way. Two games against Peyton Manning, a game against the Seahawks and the 49ers. It does not get easier from here. But the Raiders don't care about that. Within the organization, they care about winning this game against Cleveland. And all year long, we've been talking about getting that first win and building some positive momentum. Now, the Cleveland Browns lost their momentum when they came off the win against the Pittsburgh Steelers on October 12th by a score of 31-10. And they had Jacksonville on the schedule. A matter of fact, they were all celebrating in Cleveland because they had Jacksonville and Oakland back-to-back. But they went to Jacksonville and got completely dominated last week by a score of 24-6. In that game, no touchdowns, only 266 total yards. Brian Hoyer had his worst game as a pro. He was 16 of 41. And coming off that game, Cleveland is dead last in the NFL with rushing defense, giving up 155.5 points a game. So the Raiders got to feel that they can win this game on the road. And the Raiders have their problems with injuries and some of the stats there. But last week against Arizona, with 3 minutes left to go in the third quarter, they trailed by a score of 14-13. They had San Diego on the ropes and should have beat the Chargers. I thought they should have beat New England on the road at New England. But no shoulda, coulda, woulda podcast here. The Raiders are still looking for a win, and Cleveland is on the schedule. For Oakland, they've got to find a way to clean up the mistakes. Dead last in the NFL when it comes to giving up third downs at almost 53%. And again, when we talk about the Raiders statistically, last in the NFL in rushing at 69.3 yards a game. This game, to me, is easy to talk about the game plan. Cleveland, pretty good at scoring the football. They average over 23 points a game. They're sixth in the NFL in rushing at 133.5 yards a game. So they're going to look to run the football, and the Raiders have got to stop the run. It's the same story. It's the same movie every week. If the Raiders can't stop the run, teams are going to continue to run on them, and then the Raiders lose the time of possession battle like they did last Sunday against Arizona. But I like the matchup here. The Raiders should find a way to win this game and build the positive momentum that we've been looking forward to all year long. It's got to start now. The win's got to come here at Cleveland, and the Raiders got to build on it. Our first guest on the official Raider podcast, one of the greatest baseball players of all time, from the Big Red Machine and lifelong Raider fan, Joe Morgan joins us. And Joe, let's start off with the Raiders. Off to this 0-6 start, how disappointed are you?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, JT. I've been disappointed for the last 2 years. I mean, let's face it. We've won 8 games. You know, what is it, 8-29 now, I guess it is. I've been disappointed for a while. Look, I grew up when the Raiders were the Raiders, you know, one of the most feared teams in the NFL, and they played the game that way with a ferocity, and it's just not the same. I was not happy, being blunt with you, that, you know, they allowed, the coach to stay for the start of this year, because I think it's very difficult now for a new coach coming in, because how is he going to put his scheme in, you know, in on the run? Whereas if they would have changed in the spring training, you know, whoever would have come in could have started putting their scheme in, and I think we would have been in better shape. But look, I don't make those decisions, but I'm still a fan.
Well, Joe, you know the man who made all those decisions back in the day when he was alive, Al Davis.
Yeah.
How was that relationship? How did it grow? When did you first meet him and become friends with Mr. Davis?
Well, it's really interesting. I was still playing, and I got a call one day, and they said, Mr. Davis wants to have lunch with you. I mean, you know, I was always a Raider fan and a Davis fan and so forth, so this was a big deal for me, you know. So, of course, I said yes, and I went. And over the years, you know, we would watch film together, have lunch, watch film, and he'd teach me the game. He taught me so much about the game that it's unbelievable. And as you know, I sat in his box for years and would learn every week something about, you know, the sport every week. And I'm one of those guys that know just enough to be dangerous, as they say, you know, because he taught me everything I know about the game.
Joe, Mark Davis now runs the Raiders. Talk about your relationship with him, and clearly different than his dad, but you know Mark has a tremendous passion and wants to win as much as anybody.
You're right about that. Mark and I are just kind of cultivating our relationship now. I've gone to dinner with him the last 2 weeks after the game, and we've, you know, talked, and we've even compared some of it to a similar situation in Cincinnati. You know, I work for the Reds. I'm senior advisor to the owner. And so our situation in Cincinnati was very similar to his. We'd been into the playoffs 3 out of 4 years, and we changed managers, and then we lost 86 games last year. And so we had some similarities there that we've talked about. You made a great point there. His passion for the game and his passion for the Raider fans, I think, is what people should know about. He is, you know, I'd like to think that he's going to get this turned around by choosing the right people to put in the right spots, and we'll see what happens.
Hey, Joe, finally, as we wrap this up, with your Bay Area connections and knowing the market so well, and Oakland wants to keep their team in Oakland, there were rumors about Los Angeles, San Antonio. The fact is the Raiders have a global brand all over the world, and those Oakland Raider fans, don't they deserve it from the politicians there and the corporate money that are there, the Silicon Valley money, whatever it is, to try to keep the Raiders in Oakland if they can find a way to put together a deal that works for everybody?
Everything you said is true, and there should be a way that they can do that. Let's face it, they can do it. It's just a matter of getting it done. Look, the Raider fans, I don't care what anybody says, there aren't any fans better than Raider fans. I mean, how many other cities would show up last week, you know, when the Chargers were there with a full house after going 8-28? I mean, you know, so that just tells you something. We were 0-5, and all of a sudden, I mean, everybody shows up. I mean, the Raider fans, you're right, they deserve better. But I'm going to say it again, it can get done. It's not a matter of can they do it. They can do it. It's just a matter of getting it done.
Joe, honor talking to you as always. Always love seeing you on the sideline. I hope to see you soon, and thanks so much for the time.
Always a pleasure, JT, and anytime.
Thanks again to Joe Morgan for joining us on the official Raider podcast. You'll continue to see Joe on the sidelines in Oakland because he's a diehard member of the Raider Nation. Now let's get to the Cleveland Browns, one of my go-to guys from Fox Sports 1350 in Akron/Cleveland. He covers the Browns, LeBron James, anything happening in Cleveland. I go to Tom Linder, the host of Big Time Sports. And Tom, after the win for the Cleveland Browns, after Pittsburgh, the rival, everything went into that game. Why such a poor performance against Jacksonville? Jacksonville dominated that game, especially statistically. What happened?
That's a $1 million question. That's what they've been trying to figure out all week. They had some issues protecting Brian Hoyer. Brian Hoyer's accuracy, because he was afraid of giving up a sack, was an issue for him, his comments throughout the week. But I think realistic, we understand it before the season started, this is not that good of a Browns team. I just think they got exposed. When we looked at the schedule and we started down, we looked at Jacksonville as being the first possible opportunity to win a game this season. And, you know, the fact that they've already got 3 wins is pretty much amazing to a lot of folks here in Cleveland, Ohio.
Hoyer went 16 of 41 in the game for only 215 yards. He had the momentum, as I said, against Pittsburgh again. Then there was rumors that the head coach was thinking about potentially bringing back Johnny Football. How safe is Hoyer at the quarterback position, and how important is it that he has a big game against Oakland to get back on track?
Well, Mike Pettine has publicly said that Brian Hoyer is still our quarterback, remains our quarterback. There's no question. Those rumors have been unsubstantiated because Pettine's been behind Hoyer from the get-go, and he still stands behind him right now. And while he sees improvement throughout practice for Johnny Football, I still believe Mike Pettine doesn't believe he's ready to take over the controls. And let's face it, if you're an NFL head coach, regardless of all the hype thing that's going on, unless you're being told by somebody in the front office, you're going to put the best guys out there to win, because if you don't win, you're going to lose your job, and you might lose it in 2 years. So Mike Patton's going with who he thinks gives them the best opportunity to win, and he believes that's Brian Hoyer, and he's come out unequivocally and said he is our guy. And Hoyer's struggled a little bit, against Jacksonville, but he's not been great all year, but I think that's what he is. You know, that's the kind of guy he is. And the problem is right now there's still not enough surrounding him to make him and the Browns that consistent a football team right now.
Tom Linder is our guest. Tom, I want to get into the defense here. When you look at the Cleveland Browns, dead last in rushing defense, giving up over 155 yards a game. We know about their secondary, and they have athletes at the corner position, but has it come down to their defensive line and stopping the run and getting off the field on third down?
Yeah, that's been an issue for them, and I'm not convinced they thought that was going to be a problem, but they have struggled against running football teams, and that's been an issue for them all year. The front seven, including, you know, the linebackers, have not been as strong against the run, and teams are taking advantage of that. And I don't know that that's a quick fix. I don't think that there's anybody on that sideline. It's a glaring problem for them, and I don't think there's anybody on the sideline that can step in and help them.
Tom, I got to ask you, with the schedule, loss at Jacksonville, Oakland at home, and then Tampa Bay at home. I mean, Cleveland fans got to be licking their chops here. If Cleveland doesn't beat Oakland this Sunday, will the Wolves be at the door? Will everybody be furious that this team took a quick start by beating the likes of New Orleans, at Tennessee, and beating Pittsburgh, if they lose back-to-back games at Jacksonville and at home to the Raiders?
Yeah, there'll be a lot of people that are going to start to grumble all of a sudden, as in, here we go again. And this happens more often when you have a rabid fan base than it does when you have a fan base that really doesn't care. I think they live and die with each game. They live and die with each opportunity to get a win. And they're so invested emotionally. That's why you have these giant. I think, to be honest with you, to be a Browns fan, you got to be bipolar, because you're going to swing from one side to the other so quickly. And I agree. You talk about these guys going crazy. If they lose to Oakland this Sunday, the Browns fans will start barking. They'll start going nuts.
Thanks again to Tom Linder for joining us, and thank you for downloading this podcast at Raiders.com or on iTunes. And we'll continue to do it and hope that the Raiders get a win on the road at Cleveland. See you next week. For everyone at Silver and Black Productions, I'm JT the Brick.
Thanks for listening to this installment of the official podcast of the Oakland Raiders.